empowers us to give the loud cry message, and it also empowers us to stand through the great time of trouble. It's twofold purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, maybe more beyond that. But this is the burden on Gideon's heart. I need to know, Lord, are you going to empower me to stand during this crisis? And the test that he comes up with, he shows two fleeces, two garments of the Lamb, two groups of people that profess Christianity. And in the first night, you see one group of people totally drenched with the dew of the ground. Now, the dew and water in Bible prophecy symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Half of these people in this illustration of Gideon are going to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to where they are soaking wet. But the next night, the other half, though the ground is soaking with water, they're dry. And the Lord said, and we've already read a passage, that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. But it's in that setting, he means all flesh that are prepared to receive it. Testimonies to Minister, page 506. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. In the east, the former rain falls at the sowing time. It is necessary in order that the seed may germinate. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoots spring up. The latter rain, falling near the close of the season, ripens the grains and prepares it for the sickle. The Lord employs the operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of the work of God's grace in the soul. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in the character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ. The latter rain, ripening earth's harvest, represents the spiritual grace that prepares the church for the coming of the Son of Man. But unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. The green blade will not spring up. Unless the early showers have done their work, the latter rain can bring no seed to perfection. Many have in a great measure failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God